Welcome to Powerful at Work Radio, the podcast for business owners like you who value each person and desire to lead powerfully. I'm your host, Rosa Ponce de Leon, and it is my goal to help you secure your legacy and make a real impact by establishing a culture where all are empowered to be more creative and efficient without all the burnout and people issues. If you're ready to do things differently, tune in and join the movement. Now let's get after it. Kimberly Young is a CEO and founder of Forever Young Management Services. She empowers career-driven women break free of an unfulfilled life and discover their passion and purpose. Overcoming abuse, teen pregnancy, and homelessness, Kimberly went on a journey of self-discovery and uncovered her passion for helping others and seeing them succeed in their own life. She uses her CORES method to teach women the various ways to unleash their highest level of potential and talents.
We're so happy to have you on the show, Kimberly. Welcome.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Well, you have that beautiful smile that for the listeners who are able to catch the episode on YouTube, you're going to be able to catch that. And for those of you that don't, just take my word for it. Kimberly, you have such a powerful story. And I know that that smile has come after a lot of hardship in your life. So tell us a little bit of background about who you are and what can you share with you today?
Absolutely. So as I mentioned, thank you so much for having me. I actually am an entrepreneur that goes ahead and actually helps women, empowers women, career-driven women at that, to break free from an unfulfilled life and discover their passion and purpose in life. This came after so many years of just finding out that I myself was just unfulfilled in what I was doing. After so many conversations with women, I just found that women really were stuck where they were in their lives. And they didn't know how to progress, or they just felt like they couldn't progress. And that was really heart-wrenching because we all have dreams and things that we want to go after. And I just started to have these conversations and really kind of push them and guide them. And I just found myself eventually doing it so much that I just kind of turned it into a business.
No, that's great. And I don't want to get too deep into it without telling your story a little bit deeper. But before we do, we don't talk about purpose as much as we should probably. So I want to take a second to highlight that, because you're talking about fulfillment and knowing that you're walking in your purpose. And I think a lot of the times we idolize that knowledge of what our purpose is, and we forget to just live where we are right now and understand that things are going to come together. And I think sometimes we put so much pressure on ourselves to feel fulfilled that we end up being even less fulfilled. I don't know if that makes sense. And I think what you do is you come in and probably just reinforce that, hey, it's okay to be where you are. And with that, you have been at rock bottom in a way that maybe other people can or can't relate. But we all have places in our life where there's adversity and there's hardship and there's a light at the other side of that. So can you speak more about your story?
Absolutely. So, and I'll try to get through this without any tears.
Tears are real. Bring it.
Right. So I actually went through quite a few relationships, three in particular, with my daughter's dads. And I found myself being emotionally and physically abused by them. And I could never understand how I even got into these relationships because I didn't grow up around physical abuse or emotional abuse or anything to that effect. But here I was in these relationships. And in an effort to get away, I mean, I have ended up homeless. I have ended up just going ahead and just scraping by, trying to provide for my kids. I never felt like I was good enough to go ahead and to do anything. And it took so much of a toll on me. You know, I was sleeping in cars and just horrible, horrible, horrible. And because of that, I just had to learn how to build the resilience within, right? And just say, no, there's more. Keep pushing, keep going, keep fighting. And that for me was everything, because that's not what I wanted my kids to see, right? And it definitely can, I guess can go down a rabbit hole with domestic violence and just everything else there.
No, there's so much there. So let's really take our time with this, because you've said a lot. First and foremost, I want to identify the part where you may not know where you need to be or what that looks like, but you knew, I don't want to be here. I know right. That this is not it. I know that this is not what I want for myself or for my kids. Right. And there's definitely an ownership that needs to happen where
at some point.
I may not have asked for this, but something I did brought me here. So What is it that I need to change and heal within me so that I don't keep making that same choice?
Right.
So let's talk through that aspect. And we're talking to an audience of business owners that obviously are running teams and are supervising people and are inviting people that are quite talented and quite capable, but maybe they're in a place at home that is dark and we have no knowledge of it. Yeah. And so for you, was there a sense of you're interacting with society and they don't even know that you're living in your car? Was there ever a situation like that?
Absolutely. 1,000%. I can't tell you how many days I've gone through that and how many weeks, months. Nobody had a clue. I never said it to family members. I never told friends. Nothing. Nobody had a clue. A big part of it was because I was ashamed. And I just didn't know how to say it to people that I needed help. Right. Yeah. And so one of my biggest pleas, and I always tell people, just ask. You don't have to like be nosy or can be considered nosy or pry. Just ask because you just don't know. And so for me, I mean, there were nights somebody would say, hey, I'm cooking. Can you come over? And they just don't know how that made me feel inside to know that there was like a warm meal that I could have to feed me and my daughters. Right. And I would go and I would like wash up really quickly in the bathroom and say, okay, thanks for dinner. And then I offer to wash dishes or whatever. And then eventually leave. And then that was it. But a lot of people didn't know that that's what was going on behind the scenes, right? They really didn't.
Wow, that's powerful. If nothing else, I hope our listeners can understand the humanity behind this, because even something as easy as sharing a meal, who can't do that, right? Who wouldn't want, if we knew, we would want to do that for you. And I think sometimes we forget that we need to just interact with one another and have those moments of outside of work. Maybe we need to have dinner. Hey, is there anything that you're raising your daughters? Do you need daycare for a minute? And obviously there's date nights and stuff, but that was probably not what needed to happen with you. But say I didn't know better. And I said, how's your relationship with your husband or whatever? Do you need a night to yourself? Because that's every mom wants that. But maybe that would be the first step to a conversation that leads to me understanding where you're at.
Yeah.
And that maybe there's things I can help with that I didn't even know I could.
Right. Right. Exactly. It was definitely challenging times. I'm grateful because I had people that would say, hey, I'm cooking dinner, or hey, we're going to do a barbecue this weekend. And that to me was just like absolutely amazing. Even kids' birthday parties, they'd say, hey, we're going to throw a birthday party. And, you know, I'm there, right?
Yeah.
And I'm helping set up and clean up and just trying to, I guess, show that I was okay with being there and just helping, right? Because I kept my hands busy and kept my mind busy with things. So yeah.
And let's talk more to the relational side with the home life, because we know that in those situations of domestic violence, there's a lot of mind games that happen inside, because this is someone that is supposed to be safe and that is supposed to be a provider and that's supposed to be in a mutually respectful relationship. But in the situations where there's toxicity and there's manipulation and all the horrible things that happen in those types of unhealthy relations, that affects how you show up at work, does it not? Because even though I may see all the potential in you, you may not even know how to navigate how to produce it because your self-esteem is so low or because you're just so torn and so hurt and so wounded. Can you speak to that?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So for me, I always try to put on a brave face. And so that's probably why it was really hard for people to tell what was really going on. But the minute as I'm working and I'm just have my own thoughts to myself, that's when things at home would start creeping in. And I would literally start having my eyes fill up with tears and running to the restroom really quickly before anybody could see me or anything to that effect. It's literally like I just had to keep busy 24/7 in order for my mind not to go through the things or think of the things that I was really going through on the other side of things.
Wow. And this is impacting the quality of your work, because even though you're very professional and you're very responsible, your head's not in the game. And what would it take for me as your supervisor to maybe notice that you're going to the bathroom to cry or to notice that there's some distraction there and to ask? I guess we can't speak for everybody's response, right? But the right thing to do in this case would be to ask and say, hey, I noticed that you might be struggling. Is there something we can help with? Because we would want to offer you therapy and all the things that you need.
Right. And at the time, the couple of positions that I was in that I did go through, they didn't necessarily have therapy. I'm a big advocate for having EAP within your company, because those 5-6 sessions, however many you can get for your employees, is a huge lifesaver. When I finally did get to a company that did have EAP, that was just like amazing for me because I felt like I can speak to someone without judgment or being looked down upon at work. I had someone on the outside with an unbiased opinion. I had someone on the outside, an actual therapist that could help me. Right.
Totally.
So that was a big thing.
And we're talking about employee assistance program where you call the number and they give you a few sessions that are complimentary. And then if long-term therapy is needed, then that conversation is had and you work that out through healthcare and whatever is needed. But you're right. And a big fan of EAP myself. I think the biggest thing with it is you don't have to compare your situation to anyone else's. You don't have to decide whether it's bad enough.
Yep.
If you feel that you need it, the beauty of EAP is that it is there, whether it's a maintenance issue, because right now you're having trouble transitioning from one aspect of life to another, or, you know, whatever it is that's causing you to not be 100%, you need help right now, and EAP is meant to help you. So I appreciate you bringing that up, because I think that we do need to advocate for those kinds of services for
Absolutely.
People.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And as far as like going out and reaching out to your employee, asking questions, developing that bond, and just being aware, being cognizant of what's happening. If you see the person make mistakes, don't just write them off and say, you're doing a horrible job. Just pull them to the side. Is what's going on? How are things at home? Is there anything that I can help you with? If you don't want to talk to me, there's employee assistance program. Maybe there's someone there. Some businesses actually have on-site services.
True.
If possible, just something for your employee to go ahead and to reach out and say, I need help.
That goes a long way. And I think for people who might struggle with having that conversation, because it is a sensitive matter, I love that you said you don't have to have the details. The employee doesn't have to share anything they don't want to share. But that issue of shame is so real. And I think when you can, if nothing else, remind the person that they're valuable and that they matter, and it starts to creep on that shame a little bit and drive it away, to the point where hopefully that person starts to feel meaningful again. That goes a long way.
Agreed. It really does.
I hope you're enjoying this episode of Powerful at Work Radio. If you're ready for more freedom from the day-to-day so you can properly rest, dream, and be more effective as a business owner, I want to invite you to our upcoming free training where I'm going to share my easy 5-part process for making sure your team feels truly seen, heard, and understood. For more details or to register for the training, visit rosaponsdeleon.com. There, you'll also find tons of resources for growing as a business owner so you can go all in on your team while they go all in on bringing your vision to life.
And so let's transition now into the part where you start to get healthy and you start to reintegrate to work. Let's talk about the other side of it. What does that look like?
So after getting help, going to therapy, figuring out within myself what was going on, this was probably the good thing about it is that while I was going through everything, I would listen to other people's, you know, life stories and try to figure out or try to, I guess, mentor and to help out in that sense, kind of like a way to block out my own problems, right? And coincidentally, again, women would say, I aspire to do this and I want to go back to law school or I want to go out and start a nonprofit or just so many different things that they wanted to do. And I thought, well, why not? Why not? What's wrong? Like, why not? If you have this passion and this burning desire because you want to help women, you know, get off of drugs, then why not? And so it turned into helping these women figure out what's the process, what's holding them back, and just kind of go from there. And I kind of came up with a CORS methodology where I said, okay, let's get some clarity. Let's organize it. Let's go ahead and revamp some things in your life. Let's educate ourselves on what we can and can't do. And at the end of it, let's self-regulate.
Yeah. And I love that you're saying, why not me? Because the reality is all of that stuff that happened in your past can only make you that much more impactful in the thing that you do. Because that dream that's in your heart had to really come out of a lot of adversity. And it's that resistance that strengthens you and brings you to the place of resolve where running a business is not easy. There's going to be challenges. There's going to be clients that are challenging, but you know that you belong there and you've been through the ringer already.
Right.
So what's the worst that can happen now?
How much worse could it get? Right. I've already gone through this. How much worse could it get? Onward and upward, right?
No, for sure. And I'm not suggesting that everything is that terrible, right? But I am saying that there's another side to everything, and resiliency is necessary. And if there is no such thing as a lack of adversity, I think bad things happen to good people and bad people alike. It's not, life is not selective. I believe, obviously, that you reap what you, I certainly believe that you reap what you sow, but it doesn't make me immune from hardship. It doesn't make me immune from life's challenges. And I think that it's fair to say that regardless of what you feel called to or what that purpose is, you should expect some of those challenges and expect that you're going to get through them, that you can carry out your dream and you can fulfill whatever it is you feel you're passionate about. Right. And I love that you're supporting women like that. What do you think is their biggest hang up when they don't listen to that dream?
Oh, I've heard it. Okay. So the top ones that I've heard is, I think for them, they're like regret, a huge amount of regret when they don't follow that calling. It's regret. Yeah. It is self-sabotage at times. Mm-hmm. They'll, I'm supposed to be doing this. And, you know, it's almost like I'm supposed to be. And, you know, they set themselves up for something completely different with self-sabotage. And then I think it starts to play on their mindset eventually, kind of somewhere deep in that subconscious. It really starts to play on their mindset. So that's where I think.
Well, part of a healthy workplace culture is taking the time for moments like this, when our people need us in a different way. It's not, hey, come here, let me show you how to do this technical skill set. It's, hey, listen, there's more to you. Maybe we have you in a role in this organization that maybe is not your dream. How do we get you to, maybe we can accommodate that dream, or maybe we can, maybe there's a fit, but either way, let's work on this together and let's get you to a place where if you're going to leave us, we're sending off a healthy person that's going to be an extension of this company wherever you go, right, and hopefully refer us great clients or great other employees. And if you're going to stay and we can accommodate your skill set because we do have the dream slot for you, either way, we're going to win because there's this loyalty, there's this connection from a place of being healthy that cannot be created any other way.
Right. I definitely agree with that. And I think that sometimes companies may forget that people are multidimensional. They like different things. They want to do different things. They want to experience different things. And if you, it's okay if you just want to be, I'm just an accountant. But sometimes people want to experience and say, I've always had this dream to be a pilot. Does your company offer something to that effect? Will your company accommodate them and say, hey, go away if we can? Can we let you go for 6 months to go fulfill this dream and then come back? Or maybe, just like you said, maybe they set themselves up and they say, I want to go, but I'm not going to go, or something to that effect. Right. Or they say, hey, I want to be an accountant. I've always wanted to know what it was like. Can they go and work in that department for a few months? Can they figure out if that's something that they love or don't love? And so I definitely believe in allowing people to experience more than what they're just slotted for.
Yeah. And what I love about that is, in your example of the pilot, they might go to pilot school and decide that they hate it. I know there was one pal that wanted to ride motorcycles at our work. And we do have, in our industry, we do have a motorcycle team. And he was there long enough to realize, yep, that was not for me.
Right. They could go away and hate it, or they could go away and love it. Right. And either way, it's a win-win, right?
Right. And they come back and they go, you know what? I have a newfound love for my assignment that I used to hate, because I was over here thinking the grass was greener. And now that it's there, it's not. So exactly. But having those conversations are meaningful. And I would rather lose that person for 2 months, but get them reinvigorated to the point where there's no other way to get that.
Right.
We can have a pep talk and not let them go for 2 months, and they're still going to be miserable, probably, because they're still dreaming of what could be. I think that's a very real place to be stuck.
Right. Right. Exactly. I definitely wholeheartedly agree with you. It'll only make your relationship with them stronger, as well as, I believe, really increasing the relationship within your company itself, because then people will hear about this and they'll say, oh, that's great. I have a full-time position, but if I want to pursue a passion project, maybe they'll let me, or maybe they'll let me go work in another department for a few months or something along those lines. But yeah, I definitely feel like it's great to allow those opportunities.
I agree with you. And one of the things we teach in our framework for culture is helping people evolve. And that's both on a professional, personal life. So the example of the pilot, even if we don't have any pilots in my organization, maybe I do fix my educational program to also fund partially a pilot license. And that's going to go a long way, because they may do it in their spare time and invest in themselves, but I'm collaborating and co-partnering with this employee and saying, as a business, we believe in you and we want you to fulfill this dream outside of work.
Yeah.
And what employee wouldn't be thankful and grateful for that?
Right. Exactly. Exactly. The loyalty goes a long, long way.
This is beautiful. Thank you for bringing that perspective and for keeping it real, to be quite honest, because honestly, everyone goes through struggles at a personal level, and we need to talk about that. And I think that you've made it clear that there were things that if you were my colleague and I didn't take the time to say anything, and now I can reflect and go, you know what, that's something I can fix today. I can walk away from this podcast episode and go, you know what, I'm going to look at people differently. Can we not do that?
Agreed. I definitely believe you should just, I guess, more empathy and compassion, because you just don't know what's going on behind the scenes. I definitely think you should, not just you, but people in general, just spend the time, because you just don't know.
Yeah, totally. One final thought in regards to self-sabotage and people chasing their dreams. A final thought that you would give to people who are maybe struggling in that area.
Absolutely. One, don't self-sabotage yourself at all. If you think you are, get with someone. I always like to say there has to be at least one friend, whether it's a coach, a mentor, somebody that is the level-headed person in your life, right? And get with them and just kind of reel it back and see where you're self-sabotaging yourself. Because sometimes it's not that apparent to even you, right?
Right.
And so once you kind of reel that in and realize, okay, maybe I am setting myself up here and I'm not even realizing it, how can I go ahead and how can I jump forward and how can I move forward and what can I do to get there to go fulfill the dreams and the things that I want to do? And of course, come up with a game plan, because if you don't have a plan, there is no plan to work. And I always say, make a plan and work your plan.
And that goes both ways, right? So if you want your employer to support you and you have that game plan, what a better way to partner with your employer. And for the employers, we want to also ask for that game plan, because we don't have to have all the answers. We just have to be able to encourage the conversation and elicit that thought process to help people get to that place where they're their best.
I completely agree. Please just encourage those conversations.
Totally. All right, Kimberly, we want to get a hold of you and get in contact with you. What's the best way to do that?
So on Instagram, I am Kimberly F. Young, and on LinkedIn, I am Kimberly Young. And so you'll find me there. And anything you ever need, I'm definitely on there.
Well, thank you for being a resource and for sharing your heart with us. We'll definitely include those links in the show notes. And we look forward to how this impacts and hearing from our audience. I encourage you to reach back, talk to Kimberly, let her know how she impacted your life. We love hearing those success stories and just that feedback that we were able to help in some way.
Yes.
Thank you, Kimberly.
Thank you for having me.
My pleasure.
Thanks for listening to Powerful at Work Radio. If you subscribe now, you're going to hear from some truly amazing guests who will help you shift into a new approach to leadership so you can develop a healthy relationship with your team and truly maximize your impact. We'll explore stories from experts who are daring to do work differently, and we want to invite you into the conversation. Hit the subscribe button on your podcast app. We're excited to help you lead a high-performance team with simple advice that you can start using right now for maximum